good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for joining us on the program this morning. As I mentioned, Donna, Arthur Ashkin and Gerard Moreau were awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics this week. What were their actual discoveries? What was the award given for?
Yeah, so they basically invented the first laser, which is a technique that produces the shortest and most intense burst of laser energy that has been created by humans so far. And you can see this as a precursor to laser surgery, in particular for cutting the cornea and so on. So it has major implications. This is one field and probably has many other applications, including for cancer surgery, so technique to remove cancer.
Many practical applications, which is absolutely terrific to see, because oftentimes when we talk about physics, it's something that the average person has a hard time wrapping their head around, myself included.
Yeah, that's right. So it's one application, it's one clear example where physics is important for people's lives, indeed.
And the importance of a woman winning one of these awards, we were talking, another program was talking earlier this week about the awards given in medicine and health this year, but 117 years, Donna Strickland is only the third woman to take away a Nobel Prize in physics. Just how important is that kind of representation?
Oh, it's massive, I think, for the field and for women in general. We know that there are many women who deserve a Nobel Prize, and they didn't get it. And of course, there are many men who also deserve it, but having only three in 117 years is really too small. So I think it contributes, the idea of having only three or two before just meant that, for many people, the physics is only for men and not for women. And I think by awarding the Nobel Prize this year to a woman, at the moment where women are really concerned about their place in the field of physics, I think the committee is saying, yes, you have a place, and yes, your contribution is recognized in the field. So I think it's really a major step that they took.
Because sometimes the STEM fields can be a hard sell, and people often say, there aren't enough women entering the STEM field. So you can see something like this as quite encouraging, certainly encouraging more young women to say, well, this is what you can do if you were to pursue some of those dreams, some of those pursuits in the STEM field.
Yeah, absolutely. I think essentially, I'm assuming that many young girls are hearing about this Nobel Prize and thinking, well, actually, she's done it. I can do it too. For me, as an academic and much older, it's also a very strong signal that we should train girls, and they would be rewarded. So it's worth continuing our efforts to bring more girls in the field. So I'm very glad they've done it. It was a long overdue, and it's good that they've done it.
Do we have any indication of what Donna Strickland is continuing to pursue into the future in terms of this field?
Well, I think she's passionate about her field. She's passionate about lasers, as she said, actually, in a video. This is what she does best. So I think she's just continuing making them better and developing new techniques. I'm sure she will continue, and hopefully she will be promoted full professor now, so she has more resources for doing so.
And I must admit, when some of these headlines come out, they do seem a little bit reductive. A woman has won the Nobel Prize in physics, a black woman has done this, an Asian woman has done this. Obviously, representation is incredibly important, but how do we kind of balance out, these announcements, getting that representation out there, making sure that there aren't these kind of barriers in the fields for women or for people of colour or whatever those barriers might be holding back, without reducing the personal achievements of somebody like Donna Strickland to a simple grab about who she is?
Yeah, it's a very difficult issue indeed. As you say, people may say, oh, it's just because she's a woman, and you don't want this to happen. The reality is that she has done a major contribution, which is changing people's lives. So I think we have to celebrate the contribution she has done. But nonetheless, I think it is worth sending a sort of message to the committee, to the Nobel Prize committee, saying, please continue to award the prize when women do deserve it, when they have done significant contribution. We recognize as a community, we appreciate that you actually award that prize to a woman or to a person of color or whatever. It doesn't matter really so much, but if they don't do that, then it is noticed and it is penalizing and basically preventing great people to enter the field.
Tremendous. Well, Celine, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Bye.